I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hrund Gunnstein's daughter is an Icelandic thought leader. She is an author, an award-winning serial entrepreneur, an advisor, a speaker. Her newest book is Insæja, Heal, Revive, and Reset with the Icelandic Art of Intuition. Welcome to the show, Hrund.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so, well, it's an honor to be with you, George. My personal life, I'm from Iceland. I divide my time between Reykjavik and Berlin in Germany. I was quite young when I had this dream of working for the UN or the Red Cross. I wanted to make the world a better place. I also wanted to be a writer and do creative work in the world. I was young when I had this amazing opportunity to work with one of the UN agencies rebuilding after the conflict in Kosovo at the start of this century when I was 27 years old. So we were leading this UN agency after the war. It was an incredible time in my life. I made some beautiful friends. It was a very tough time, as you can imagine. The people we worked with and for were just coming out of horrible conflict and years of oppression. The job was rewarding in many ways, and we worked in close contact with people, but it really tried me, you know. So I was young, because we're talking about intuition, because that is what I focus on today. I would say that at work, I was, even looking back today, I was relatively aligned with my intuition in many ways at work, but personally, I really wasn't. So I had no idea how to set my own boundaries. One thing led to another. From Kosovo, I was offered a permanent position with the UN after having taken 2 days of examination and went through a certain process to receive that kind of an offer, which is really rare. I went on to work for the UN in Geneva to start with. And so my stay in Kosovo was I learned a lot. It was rewarding in many ways, but it really tried my limits, my boundaries. I moved to Geneva and was excited about embarking upon this permanent career. To make a long story short, I was really blown away by the heavy bureaucracy and hierarchy I found myself in. So both being an entrepreneurial person, also having had, I would say, exceptional opportunities at a young age working for the UN before in Kosovo. So I felt like, I remember using this expression, saying to a friend, I feel like I'm being put into a freezer, you know, it's just like, and I felt increasingly disconnected from the people and the planet I wanted to be serving. And also thinking things like, you know, wow, this is like we've created systems around systems around systems around systems. And I just feel so far away from the real world. You know, and then I went through some difficulties in my personal life. And I guess looking back, it's all interconnected. I end up hitting a wall. At that time, I had never heard the expression burnout. I hit a wall. I kind of lost my direction. I became physically very vulnerable, diagnosed with 3 slipped discs. My doctor told me I might not ever be able to work full time again. I was heartbroken in my personal life, and just things were, I was a mess, you know, just to use straightforward language. And I went just through this deep inner searching for answers, looking for the glimmer that I used to have in my eyes. And it led me on a journey, both of healing physically and emotionally, but also I resigned from my permanent position with the UN. And I embarked on a very different career, although always passionate about making the world a better place. But this time, I decided that for me, I kind of realized that our systems are in many ways outdated. They need to be updated and to be in line with the tide of time. And also, I realized I believe in people. So we need to change systems, but systems don't change themselves. People change systems. So my healing process and these thoughts combined led me to deep inner search, feeling I had nowhere else to go but inwards, which reconnected me with my intuition and took me on a deep journey of research, healing, inquiry, conversations with people around the world. It became a part of my work and has been part of my accumulated work. And I've done many different types of jobs since then, had over 20 titles in my professional life, always exploring intuition, what it is. And I've learned it's been an incredibly inspiring journey over the last 20 plus years.
Life's a funny thing.
Life's a funny thing.
So,
it catches up on you.
So what is intuition?
So, you know, when I started to explore intuition, I looked at all the different ways that we do define intuition. So some people would say it's an irrational impulse we shouldn't rely on. So some disciplines would say that at the time. Some would say it's a woo-woo that hasn't been backed by science. And then I realized there's so many different researchers and rigorous researchers and science behind intuition, but also just stories, practices, timeless wisdom. And, you know, one of the ways that I found useful to define intuition is a definition I take from the neuroscientist Joel Pearson, which is to say that intuition is the productive use of unconscious information to take better actions and decisions. And I think it's one of those good definitions. But what I did quite early on in my career after all this was to really just look back to where I come from and the language that we speak, Icelandic. And there is this Icelandic word for intuition, which is innsæi, and it means the see within. It also means to see within, to know yourself and to magna. It has to do with self-awareness and metacognition, your ability to discern good intuition from biases and fears or wishful thinking. And then thirdly, it means to see from the inside out, which has to do with navigating the ocean of life with a strong inner compass. And that is a definition that I've continued to shape and mold and apply as a concept and a framework that can help us understand what intuition is, how it develops over time, how we harness and hone it, and then how we are able to live aligned with our intuition through the turbulent world and the uncertainty that we're all going through today.
I love everything about that. I love the see within. I think that is a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah, thank you.
We are, at least from my experience, taught that I should think very rationally and very logically. And mm-hmm. to your point, it's woo-woo. There's not value in this. That sounds really silly to me. If I've got, if my body and just my whole self is saying, do this, don't do that, feel this way, feel that way.
Yes.
Why would I ignore that?
You know, George, I love that question. It is such a valid and good question. And I think a lot of people are asking themselves that question today. So I'm the same. I was brought up, like I was taught at school and in the workplace, not to listen to my intuition. The more research I've done, so one of the ways to answer this is to say that in our education systems, it's been more, it's been easier to teach analysis and reason because we can compare results, we can measure results, and it's more easily replicable across education systems. You know, that is something that I think there is a general agreement around that. And intuition follows a different logic. And I want to say logic, like really underline that. It follows a different logic and it's very individually based. We all have intuition. It's absolutely up to us to hone and harness it, to be able to master intuition, to really live in good connection with your intuition requires mastery. And I would say, you know, the more I explore this, it requires a certain amount of critical thinking because you need to be able to discern what is good, deep intuition from biases and fears, like I mentioned before. Another thing that I found really interesting is that, you know, there's intuition is an embodied intelligence. So we pick up information, sensory data with our whole bodies, and our intuition is processing all these different information. It's processing.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Data points and sensory data through our in our unconscious mind, which works much faster than our focused conscious mind. And I also think that is, I mean, that's a big part of the reason why we're not taught to hone and harness our intuition, because it's hard to measure. It's largely intangible. And, you know, to be honest, to start with, we don't know everything about the brain or consciousness or intuition. We're quite far from it. So I think these are the reasons why we're not trained and taught to follow it. But it seems like things are changing again a little bit around that, because we are realizing that we are in the middle of a very turbulent ocean, which the world is. There's so much uncertainty. And science and research today is showing us that a well-harnessed and honed intuition is actually super practical and useful in the world where there is uncertainty, you know, where we are carving out our space and trying to understand something that is super, super complex.
Well, you're doing great, because I love all that too. That makes so much sense, that it is for lack of a better term, intuition is hard to scale. I can certainly scale logic and reason, and I can scale that in classrooms across different generations of people and all that. But what you're talking about, this is deep work and very personalized work. And so, and I got the image in my mind of Luke Skywalker going to Yoda and all these, the different hero's journey. It's not Luke going to Yoda to learn how to use a spreadsheet. It's him learning to use the Force. And in some ways, that's what we're talking about, or not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, that's actually a great analogy for that, because, you know, first of all, in order to reason well, we need good intuition. So it's not an either or. It's like, it's part of the same ecosystem. It's like, in many ways, the logic of intuition is about ecosystem thinking. It's not about thinking in silos, because if we put the sea within into silos, it ceases to flow, right? So it's all about flowing and making connections, and sometimes unexpected, or very often unexpected connections. And also, it's about trusting your own judgment. So the work that I do today is very much about saying, you know, we need a revolution in how we think. We need to regain trust in our own intelligence. Honestly, it's like our inner security of our inner judgment is just all over the place, because we don't know whom to listen to. And we change our opinions all the time because experts are saying different things and politicians and blah, blah, blah. What we really need to be doing is anchoring ourselves deep within ourselves, having a strong inner compass, because there is no map for this territory that we're navigating. We need an inner compass, which is strong and we're super aligned with, in order to, you know, sail on the ocean of life. And you know, the world we live in is very much like an ocean. So it's, yeah, it's so important. And, you know, just, I feel like adding this, It's a small thing, but it's still a big thing for the listeners. One of the things that we need in order to hone and harness a good intuition is to trust our own experiences and feelings. So let's just dwell on that a little bit. So the more that we push aside how we experience things and feel about things, because we often need to just push it aside in order to go through the day, our family and relationships and stuff. But the more we do that, we gradually undermine our confidence in our own judgment. And this also affects our intuition in our private lives. Also as leaders and managers and at work. So this is from our personal, very individual place. And you can project that onto human beings' ability to make the greatest discoveries. That is the same intuition. You know, when we learn to rely on it as scientists, discoverers, explorers, bikers, sports people, whatever we are doing, teachers, the same intuition that helps us come up with great, valuable insights, that is the same intuition as we use for our private lives. And when we trust our own experiences and feelings, and when we know when to let go, sleep on it, when we know when to go ahead and do stuff, you know.
I think it's so powerful. I've been just recently thinking about, because I have three kids, and they're 8, 5, and 2 years old, and I want to do a good job raising them and prepare them for a very uncertain future. And what I was sort of settled on was critical thinking, and just, but intuition without question is something that I, if I'm going to do a good job, and hopefully I will, help them to be able to tap into, because, I mean, ChatGPT and artificial intelligence is going to be able to do a lot of this stuff, but it's not going to do the things that we human beings can do just from an intuition standpoint.
Very true. Very true. And also, just, you ask AI ChatGPT question, it comes, where does the question come from? You know, it's exactly that. It's from your intuition. If you're not aligned with it, you don't know who you are, what you think, what you care about, you know, that's an exaggeration, but you know where I'm taking this. Mm-hmm. It's super important. But also, just as you say, to feel aligned and to be a good source for yourself and your folks and your the path you want to take your life on, to have courage, to say yes to certain things, to say no to other things. These are all things that intuition is super important for. So I feel the same, George. I think that We should really be focusing on intuition and our inner compass. There's another element to that, and that is, one thing is to rely on and trust things that lie external to us, like technology, whatever form it takes, and remembering that it is a means to an end. There is also another element of our physiology and spirit and biology, which is that we learn by doing, testing, and trying. And we have an expression in Icelandic, we put our minds to our hands. So it's like putting that alchemy in place, like you're actually doing stuff and you learn from the doing. You know, we don't learn as much from being fed information and given information like we're giving food in a teaspoon. It alters who we are as a species. And we need to be very careful about that. And I'm very aware when I say this that it may sound a little bit fluffy or unprecise, but I don't think it is. It's actually very crucial. It's about being a human being with creative capacities, with spirit, with qualities that enable us to love, to care for each other, to see something beautiful, you know, to find our way in life. It's not just about coping and going from place A to B. You know, it's about being fully alive.
Yeah, well said. So everybody who's listening, they arrived here doing what they've always done. Some of us are more tapped into our intuition than others. Some very, very logic based. If we are interested in tapping in and cultivating it, what is the entry point? How do we do it?
Yeah, so I always tell people, if you really are, either you're new to this or you haven't really been thinking about it for years or a long time, the starting point is always self-awareness. And I advise people in the world today to start with attention. And this is going to sound simple, but believe me, it's very powerful. So we pay attention to lots of things over a period of a day because we are being distracted all the time. But do we pay attention to what we pay attention to? So my invitation to people is always to start with, why not become the steward of your own attention as much as you can? So pay attention to what it is you're paying attention to and document it. And do it with a pen or pencil and a paper. So to journal about how and what you pay attention to, in order for you to map and see what it is that you're paying attention to, because we are to such a great extent unconscious of it. And what I add to that recipe is, and pay attention with your whole body. So when you get chills down your spine or not in your stomach, or you feel this warmth over your chest, peace somewhere inside, notice when, what's happening around you, why is your body speaking to you in that way? And learn to read the signs and cues and be more present in your whole being in order to be able to harness and hone not just your intuition, but also the different qualities of your intelligence, mind and spirit.
We have these amazing bodies, obviously this amazing brain and all these different senses that are picking up on things. And yes, so often we want to detach the thinking and the reasoning from the body, but it's picking up on stuff all the time, and our body is giving us cues if we would just pay attention to what it is that we are paying attention to. You know, I find that when I start being more mindful and I start journaling, that I get more and more and more ideas, and it's even at my advanced age, I found that my thinking has never been more active and probably never been better. So I think that you're 100% right.
That's amazing. Yeah, and is that, would you say that that's because you're more tuned into yourself, into your intuition, like more present, or yeah, because of those practices? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I've definitely found that to be correct, and certainly it takes courage to do that, and effort, because if we're not currently doing it, if we haven't been in the habit of it, then we're going to be trying to break an old habit and add this new one. But yes. but I think it's worth it, and obviously you do too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just There are many, many things that arise for us when we start to do these practices. My book is full of exercises and suggestions, but one of the things I feel like adding now and here is that we begin to live life, take decisions, and navigate with more ease. It is such a relief. There isn't as much noise in our heads. There is more clarity in thinking, deciding, agreeing, declining. You know, there's just so much ease, and the prioritization becomes more of organic and more natural to us.
That's so powerful. And isn't that the truth? The more it's like, I'm really nervous if I'm asked to get up and speak to a room full of people if I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, but perfectly comfortable if you ask me to speak on a topic that I'm well-versed in. And
exactly.
So why wouldn't that also be true if I have a better understanding of myself, of me? It makes it really easier to say yes to the things that are aligned with what I want and no to the things. So your point about boundaries and... What a wonderful way to sort of sum up our conversation and make the case for tapping into our intuition. I love it.
Yeah, that was really, really well put. Absolutely.
Well, you're the one that said it, so I was just repeating you. So thank you, Rund. thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get their copy of Insaya, Heal, Revive, and Reset with the Icelandic Art of Intuition?
Yes, so thank you. It's been such a joy speaking with you. So if you, the listener, looks up the word intuition Icelandic or Insaya Rund, you will find everything you need to find about me. There's not many of me people with my name out there looking at intuition. My full name, rundgunstinsdottir.com, is my website. I have a TED Talk. You can look for TED Talk Rund or TED Talk Intuition Insight. I'll also be offering some online courses to teach people how to hone and harness their intuition through the Icelandic concept of Insight. I think those are the main things. My book is coming out in the beginning of May, the 6th of May in the US with HarperCollins. We can already order it online through HarperCollins, and it will be available in all major online and local bookstores.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show a friend your appreciation and share the show with people, somebody else who appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Insaya, Heal, Revive, and Reset with the Icelandic Art of Intuition. And I will save everybody the attempt at pronouncing Hrund's last name again and just put it in the notes of the show. The book will be available right now, so you're able to go and pick up your copy wherever you are living. And cultivate your intuition and live better and more confidently in the world and all the good things. So thank you again, Hrund.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.